No, he's just, I mean, he couldn't have spoken like that, you know, as you say in Emmy, you know, he was a prophet. Naturally, when he spoke with responsibility, because the revelation Mayantaku Anil Hava in lesser shades applies to every other prophet. Although spoken particularly about Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but according to the according to the position of that prophet, it applies to that prophet as well. Within his own capabilities, it's impossible for him to consciously speak anything but what is told to him. And he does not speak from his own desires. That is what Mayantapani Hava. So here, in fact, it is a reference to a verse of the Holy Quran, which tells us, "Iza rusulu uqitat," when all the prophets will be raised again, in time, brought in time, in fact, uqitat, at the exact time which is appointed for them to come, the prophets will come. And Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was revealed in another place, Jariullahi fi hulalil anbiya. He is Allah's champion in the garbs of many prophets. So here, what is mentioned is the garbs of those prophets. The person remains the same, but he says that sometimes I find myself in a situation in which Abraham found himself, and a fire is kindled to destroy me, and Allah saves me from that fire. And sometimes I find myself in that prophet's situation, and sometimes in that prophet's situation. So though the garbs keep changing, as the revelation tells us, he remains the same. And again, this reference to that verse of the Holy Quran which I have just mentioned has another significance. The fact is that at the time of, during the night of ascent, that is Miraj, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was shown that he led in prayer all the prophets put together, all of them. In one instance, they gathered behind him and they said their prayer behind him, accepting him as his imam. Now, the non-Ahmadi ulama generally think that it is something which actually happened and it has no more significance. The prophets came and said their prayers behind him, and that is quite enough. But according to Ahmadiyya interpretation, it is a great revelation and a great prediction about the future. In fact, what was meant was this, that the ummah of all the ummahs of all the prophets would follow you and you will become their prophet. Now, all the prophets who are dead, they can't come again and start following Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But they are represented today by their followers. So, if the followers begin saying their prayers behind Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and accept him as their imam and leave their imams and come and follow him, that is in a way the expression which is conveyed to Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam through this pictorial version, that prophets come and say their prayer behind you. So the time when it was to come, it was to be fulfilled, according to some other verses of the Holy Quran and their interpretation by earlier scholars and saints, was the time of the Messiah. That is the second Messiah. Many an old saint in Islam has written that this prophecy, which tells us that Islam would become victorious over all other deens, that is other religions, they use Hirahu Aladdini Kullahi. This is going to be fulfilled at the time of the second advent of Messiah. So here, this verse also has the same significance as the vision of the night, of the ascent. That in fact what was meant was that Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's deen, that is religion, would conquer and overpower every other religion. So in that sense, the prophets would be following Hazur Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This prophecy, as I have told you, was to be fulfilled not only according to Ahmadiyya Muslim scholars, but by other Muslim scholars as well, of past centuries. So Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam is the person in whose time the prophets were to come together and follow one prophet, that was the representative of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So all these things are pointing to the same person. So this is why he says, Main kabhi Adam, kabhi Musa, kabhi Yaqub hoon, niz Ibrahim hoon, naslein meri beshumar. This is the second meaning of this. That all these prophets were told by the whole, predicted to follow one day Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and because their religions are to be conquered by me, so I am not representing all these prophets, and I am following Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my prayer behind Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the prayer of all these prophets. You see, that is why he also claimed to be a Christian. Krishna, in another instance, also has the same meaning, nothing else.